Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Perik Shmini, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah says, Leisavashel Gedi Bachalev Imoy. How many times does the Torah say it? Three times. Why does the Torah repeat it three times? To teach me that there are three Isurim when it comes to meat and milk. There's an Isur to cook it, even if you don't eat it. There's an Isur to eat meat and milk that was cooked together, and there's also an Isur to derive any pleasure from it, any hana, even if you're not necessarily eating it. Although the Pasuk says, Leisavashel Gedi b'chalev imoy, don't cook a young goat in the milk of its mother, but Chazal understand it doesn't necessarily mean a goat, and it doesn't have to be the milk of its mother. The Isur applies to any meat and any milk. What makes the Isur of Basa b'chalev unique? Well, milk is not usur, and meat is not usur if it's processed properly. And here you have, but by putting it together, it's usur b'achila. Now, there are other isurei klayim. You can't wear wool and linen together either. And you can't work with two different types of animals. But in terms of an isur achila, in regard to the things you're not allowed to eat, so basa b'chalev is the only thing where each one on its own is okay. But when you put it together, you have three serious isurim: the isur bishul, the isur achila, and Isur Hana. And that also makes it very unique, that there's an Isur just to cook it. So if you want to take a job as a chef in a restaurant, which doesn't serve kosher food, I don't know if you're allowed to anyway, besides for the fact you may be misleading people and a whole host of different shilas. Chas v'shalom, you could be serving, or be geirim to serve yidden food that's not kosher. But there's an Isur d'oraisa to cook meat and milk, even if you're not eating it. I know of a young man who went to a special school to learn how to be a chef. He wanted to get a degree so he can get a better job. And one of the things he had to do was to cook a certain dish, and it had basa b'chalev inside, meat and milk. And he went to a rav. He said, he's not eating it. He doesn't think anyone even eats it. And the rav said, chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to cook meat and milk. And Itaka didn't do it. He was ma'aseh nefesh himself, baruch Hashem. Like always, he got a very good job anyway. So, let's see our Mishnah. Sechtes Cholin, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Kol HaBasar, all types of meat, whether it's Basar Behema, or the Basar of a Chaya, like a deer, or Basar Oif, like from a chicken. Aser Levashel B'Cholav, you are not allowed to cook with milk. Although, says the Batanura, it's not all min ha-toyra. Milk and basar behema is asar min ha-toyra. However, milk and chicken is asar midrabanan. Asar, but only asar midrabanan. Chutz, what is the exception? What could you cook milk in? Which meat and milk can be cooked together? Chutz mi basar dogim v'chagavim. The meat of fish or of grasshoppers, those that are mutter v'achila, obviously. This is not considered basar in regard to the iser of basar b'chalav, of meat and milk. Unlike basar oif, this is not asar, not midiraisa, and not midrabanan. Zakta Mishnah Vayter v'asar l'haloisa. You also can't take any type of meat and even put it up in magvina together with cheese ala shulchan on a table. What? Does the Torah say you can't put it on a table? You can't put meat and milk together on a table. The Torah says you can't cook it. This is a gzeira. If the meat and milk are going to be on the table, you'll come to eat it together. You'll finish your meat, and by mistake, you'll make yourself a coffee, which you thought was black coffee, but you forgot. And the milk was on the table, and you poured yourself some milk. Now, we're going to soon see that that is also an iser midrabanan, to eat milk and meat together. Again, it's an asa midrabanan, and you have to wait the amount of time that is necessary between milk and meat. But the d'oraisa is only to cook it, eat what was cooked together, or to have hana from it. Now really, if you have meat and milk together, it could come to a d'oraisa also. What if you have a broiling frying pan? Really still piping hot. and you put some cheese on it, you could be over in the Yisr D'Oraisa, because you're over in the Yisr of Bishul Basar B'Chalav. Now, wait a second. Are you telling me now, yes, besides this chash of that you may come to actually cook it if you put it into a very hot pot. But part of the concern is you come to eat it. Right. And you're telling me that the whole eating of meat and milk together is an Issur D'Rabbanan? Yes. Wait a second. So if I have chicken and milk on the table, the whole chicken and milk is an Issur D'Rabbanan, even if you cooked it. True. Because the Torah just said not to cook Leisavashal Gediba Chalevim, only Basar Behema. Right. But Chazal asked Basar Reif as well. Nunu, so what's your point? And now you're telling me I can't have chicken and milk together because I may come to eat it together. Isn't that a gzeira legzeira? Even if I do eat it, it's a drabanan. Isn't there a rule we don't make one gzeira to prevent another gzeira? So the answer is two things. First of all, Chazal sometimes determined the pattern of human behavior. Chazal understood if you're going to let someone have chicken and milk on the same table, he'll come to eat it together, and then he'll come to eat meat together. One thing is going to lead to the next. No one knew better than Chazal the psychology of human beings, how one thing leads to the next thing. And yes, usually the rule is we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira, we don't make a gzeira for an issur d'rabbanan, but there are exceptions where Chazal felt, if I do this, I'm going to be over this and this. It's almost like one thing. Okay, zok the Mishnah weiter. Any other differences between meat of a behema chaya and oif versus fish meat or chagava meat? Zok the Mishnah, yes. Hanoidim in Abbas, so let's say someone makes a neder that he's not going to have any type of meat. So he's usher in any type of basar behema, basar chaya, or basar oif. He can't have cow meat, he can't have deer meat, he can't have chicken meat. But mutter bebasa dagim v'chagavim, he could have fish. He could have the kosher types of grasshoppers. We explained already, certain types of grasshoppers are mutter. Minig b'nei Ashkenaz is not to eat any. Minig b'nei Hasvardim is to eat some that they have a Messiah on. But if someone made a neder that he doesn't eat basar, that neder would not include fish meat or chagavim meat, if it's his minig to eat it, because that's not what people call basar. Now we go back to the halachos of basar b'chalav. Even though the Tanakhama, when the Tanakhama told us about this issur of having meat and milk together on the same table, the Tanakhama said it doesn't make a difference whether it's chicken meat or meatballs from cow meat. You can't have it. That was the sheet of the Tanakhama. But now we're going to see a machlokes about this. Zok the Mishnah weiter, ha'oif oyla imagvina al hashulchan, this Tana holds bird meat, like chicken meat, could be on the same table with cheese. Why? For the reasons that we explained earlier. Because even if someone did eat it together, the whole basar oif and cheese is only midrabanan. But even though you're allowed to put it on the table, you have to remember there's an issur d'rabbanan. It will take issur d'rabbanan lightly. The einay nechel, you can't eat it together with the milk. Divrei b'shamay is a halt the b'shamay. U'beshil lam the b'shil say, like the Tanakhama, loy oyle b'loy nechel. No! Don't put it up on the table together. You should not sit down on a table where there's chicken and milk together, or chicken and cheese. And of course not to eat it. Omer Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi, zu, this machloikis between the b'shamay and the b'shilel, mekulei b'shamay and mechumrei b'shilel. This is from the exceptions that we learned in Masechtas Idyas. We learned a whole bunch of exceptions to the rule where the Beis Shammai, who usually are more strict than the Beis Hillel, in rare cases are more lenient. Because the Beis Shammai say you could put basar oif and cheese or milk on the same table, and the Beis Hillel say you can't. Okay. Be'ezah Shulchan Amru. So you say you can't have meat, you can't have milk on the same table, or anything milchik. What type of a table are you talking about? And for the Mishnah, b'shulchan she'oichel alav. We're talking about a table that you're eating by this table. Person sits by the table and he's eating and he's touching the food and he's taking this and taking that. He's going to forget and take the two together. But stam as if you have a table at the corner of your house. No one's eating by the table. Maybe it's used to organize the food, let's say. Avul b'shulchan shesoyder alav esetavshel. No one's eating. They're just organizing the food over there. Let's say a serving table or something along those lines. Noisein zeh b'tzad zeh. You can put the basar and the chalav one to the side of the other one. Ve'ein echayshish, and I'm not worried. He's going to come to put one on top of the other one. Okay, chazring over our Mishnah, Perikhes, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah began by telling us, all types of meat, whether it's basar behema or basar chaya or basar oifais, cannot be cooked with milk. Although by basar oif, the isser is just midrabanan, but we don't treat isser midrabanan lightly. What type of basar could be cooked with milk? In other words, it's just not considered basar, that of fish or grasshoppers, if it's your minhag to eat the ones that you're allowed to eat. And you have a masaira, how to do it. For that matter, you're not allowed to even put it up on the same table. You're not supposed to put meat with cheese on the same table, as exactly you'll come to eat it together. Or maybe even put it into a hot pot, and then it would be cooking. However, basar dogim and chagavim can go up with milk on the same table. Someone makes a neder to abstain from basar. The basar is asr to him. He could eat basar dogim v'chagavim. Then we had a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to the Beis Shammai, this is one of the rare leniencies of the Beis Shammai. Chicken or any other basar oif could go up onto the same table with cheese, as long as you make sure not to eat it. The Beis Hillel disagree. They say just like you can't put behemoth meat on the same table with cheese, you can't put bird meat on the same table with cheese. Rabbi Yossi says this is from the Kulei Beis Shammai v'Chumrei Beis Hillel. So the Batnu explains that actually what the Mishnah is telling us now is that the first shita was the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Because we didn't mention his name to start with, we kind of inserted in over here to let us know Rabbi Yossi holds this is one of the Kulei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel, and mean that we pass on like the Beis Hillel, so Rabbi Yossi is Taka Machmer, and he's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, who says that you can't even put chicken and milchix on the same table. Now, when we say the same table, we mean the table that you're eating by, because once you're taking food, you'll take this or put it together. But if it's a table you're not mamish sitting and eating by, you're just organizing the food there, just make sure to put it side by side and not one on top of the other. Can I eat meat and fish together? Maybe you notice that in between the fish and the chicken soup, we drink a l'chaim, eat a piece of challah. That's because you're supposed to separate it for a totally different reason. It's kashal etzaras. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. You can also look in the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, Sif Beis. Okay, so there should be some separation between fish and meat. You don't have to wait any time. It can be on the same table, but you should try. Drink something in between, eat something in between. What about fish and milk? So we just said it can be on the same table. You should know that there are shitas that hold that it's a shtikal of sakana, mamish, mamish, to eat it together. That's why some say bagels, cream cheese, and lax. You know, you can eat the cream cheese, then the lax and the cream cheese. Not paskling lahalacha, but you should know if someone says, oh, I don't put the lax, mamish, on the cream cheese, you should know that there is such an opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's a chumrah. I think people will eat a tuna fish sandwich and a cup of milk. That's not a problem. Some people are mak, but it shouldn't mamish be in your mouth at the same time. Now, there are a lot of halachais about meat and milk being on the same table. And we're not going to learn the whole Shulchan Aruch here a day now, but just something real quickly. Lamaisa, what do I do if your brother wants ice cream? He was by the dentist. Dentist said ice cream. And you're eating chicken or meat, so you can't sit by the same table. So the answer is there has to be some type of a hecker. Something has to be on the table that serves as a reminder, separate the milk from the meat. And there has to be something that normally is not there. Salt shaker is not going to remind you. But otherwise, there's a safer on the table. You put something on the table that's normally not there, that serves as a hecker, as a reminder, and that could be good enough. Also, different tablecloths or placemats, that could help as well. What if you walk in and you see your friend eating a steak and a cup of milk? And you go, Gewalt, what are you doing? He goes, nah, it's parva milk. Well, you should know there is an isser of maris ayin. Chazal talk about coconut milk, which looks like milk. So in the case of coconut milk, you're supposed to leave a little pieces of the coconut on it. So here too, today we have different kinds of parva milk. There has to be some hekker. Some say to leave the container where it says parva milk. Something so people shouldn't make a mistake that chas v'shalom, you're being mekel in the inyanim of basar b'chalav.